Yeah.
And a lot of times at night, we'd say, well, we heard that dog barking, and just things like that.
Did you have any special name, or what did you call a noise that, a calf made when it was being weaned? Did they have any name for that?
Blatant.
Blatant, yes, ma'am. And what about the noise that a horse makes? What did y'all?
He brayed.
Yes, ma'am.
Or whickered. I don't know which one they use the most. But I've heard my mother tell about going to church, and everybody, you know, had a horse and buggy or a mule and wagon, and they said they could tell around noontime. Them horses and mules would go to whickering or braying. It was getting time to eat.
Would you say that the mules brayed too? They do that too?
Yes, I think it's both called. I don't know, but I think it's both called.
Now, did you have any special name for just horses and cows and all like that together? Any name that covered the whole bunch, say horses and cows and mules? Did you ever say I had to go out and feed what, maybe?
Feed the hogs or feed the cows or...
Did you have any name that, what other kind of, you raised chickens, did you ever raise anything like ducks or geese, anything, turkeys, anything like that?
Well, my mother raised geese, as I told you. She picked them geese up on the horse once a year, twice a year, and put them feathers in a big barrel, tied a cloth over them, and then when it come a sunny day, them feathers were sun. And they were kept in there till they got enough of whatever she's wanting. Or she's wanting to make a pair of pillars or wanting to make a bed. So they were kept in the smokehouse.
Oh. Did they have any special name for say geese and chickens together? What would you say, I wanted to go out and have to go out and feed them what? Did you have a name that would cover all of them together?
Feed the geese or feed the chickens. We didn't ever have them together.
Mm-hmm. And a hen on a nest of eggs, what would you call her? A hen that was sitting on a nest of eggs.
A sitting hen.
Mm-hmm. And listen, you were telling me yesterday where you kept those chickens. Did you say you kept those in a chicken house?
Well, yeah, when the little baby chicks then, when it's cold, we always call them biddies. And that mother hen hatched them biddies. You put them in a little coop in this shape, and then you there was cracks in it, and they a little biddies little chicks could go in and out, but the mother hen couldn't. But they'd do that and feed them there several days, and then she would know where to go to at night then, and she was turned out. Baby chicks was old enough to be turned loose.
Now ask you about some of the kind of meat and everything. The piece of chicken that sometimes the children like to pull apart. You know, they like to get that. What did they call that?
Pulley bone.
Mm-hmm. You remember the superstition or kind of thing, that story that went behind that?
No, I've done it myself. I get somebody to pull. Oh, you want to pull a pulley bone with me, and whichever one got the shortest one, they was going to marry first. Is the only thing that I can remember about it.
Yeah, that's the way. I think I remember too. Did you have any name for, say, the inside parts of the chicken that you could eat? Was there any name that covered the inside parts that you could eat? Say, like the liver or the gizzard and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the families that liked that by the that was saved, and if there's a big family, somebody in the family liked that gizzard and liver. But were they just a small family, I never saved the gizzard, but and I don't care much for the liver, but if it's fried, I can eat it. But.
Now when you slaughtered a hog, say in the fall,